Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has called for patience as the state emerges from its coronavirus lockdown. After 106 days and almost 63,000 COVID-19 cases, the stay-at-home orders have now been lifted across New South Wales. In the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Sunday, the state recorded 496 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 8 additional deaths. Gyms, cafes, restaurants, shops and hairdressers are reopening, and people can travel more than 5 kilometres from home after the state passed 70% of residents fully vaccinated. Mr. Perrottet says there will still be challenges ahead.
Case numbers will increase, hospitalisation rates will increase because mobility is increasing as we open up. But we can't stay closed. We can't stay closed.
Victoria has recorded 1,612 new local cases of COVID-19 and 8 deaths. More than 73,000 tests were processed in Victoria. The new cases come as 15 regional venues participate in a vaccine check-in trial. The trial will enable businesses to use technology to verify a patron's vaccination status. About 10,000 double vaccinated Victorians can attend the Melbourne Cup, and live music within weeks under plans to open up the economy when the state hits an 80% double dose vaccination target. That's expected around November the 5th. The ACT has to wait a few more days before it can join the surrounding state of New South Wales and start easing COVID-19 restrictions. The Territory, which is due to start lifting its stay-at-home orders on Friday, reported 30 new cases on Sunday. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the ACT is nearly one of the most vaccinated cities in the world, with more than 97% of Canberrans having received a first dose. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says addressing climate change is a challenge all Australians must do together. The comments come as Mr. Morrison and his deputy Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce negotiate climate policy. They are expected to finalise a deal later this week, with the Nationals holding out for concessions for regional Australia before agreeing to support a 2050 net zero emissions target. Mr. Morrison says his job as leader is to bring people together to deal with a new economy.
My government is committed to ensuring that rural and regional Australia transitions to this new energy economy in the future stronger, with their jobs and their communities intact, and they can look forward with confidence and they can plan for the future with confidence.
Mr. Morrison still hasn't confirmed whether he will attend the United Nations Climate Change Conference later this month. And politicians across the European continent voice dismay at the ruling by Poland's Constitutional Tribunal on Thursday. There are concerns the court ruling could lead to Polexit. The Civic Platform Party president, Donald Tusk, who is also a former EU leader, has denounced the ruling party's actions. He says the protest was an attempt to defend Poland's continued membership in the 27-nation bloc. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.